Tomorrow, a federal appeals court considers whether to delay California's recall election. We'll have more on that story in the next half hour of All Things Considered. But first, we want to tell you about the Democratic presidential hopefuls who will face off in New York in another debate on Thursday. Commentator Nikki Weinstein found the last such event revealing.
The highlight of the event came when the candidates were each asked to name their favorite songs. Granted, the most irrelevant question of the night, but also the most entertaining. With their answers, they all, with the possible exception of Howard Dean, prove themselves to be bald-faced liars when they name songs they clearly have never heard. They shamelessly went for the youth vote, the minority vote, and the working class vote, and they fell on their suited-up bums. Let's review a few of the choices. Joe Lieberman had two favorites, Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac and My Way by Frank Sinatra. Everyone knows that the first pick was made famous again by the Clinton-Gore campaign, which boots the song right out of the hip category where Lieberman was trying to place it. It's probably the only song he knows that even qualifies as being what the kids refer to as rock and roll. And Sinatra? Dude, you're old. And besides, didn't Sinatra have mob connections?
How you like me now?
Al Sharpton, Talkin' Loud, Sayin' Nothing by James Brown. What can I possibly add to that? That this happens to be an amazing song doesn't disqualify Mr. Sharpton from being a moron for picking it. He claimed it was an anthem of the Republican Party, but no one's buying it. It sums up his own career all too nicely. Bob Graham. Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes by Jimmy Buffett. Political suicide with just 18 words set to music.
I think about Paris when I'm hungry, wine. I wish I could jump on a plane.
Let's see. Excessive drinking, a love for the French, and a wish to flee U.S. soil. Mr. Graham, you only picked Buffett because you're both Floridian. You've never actually heard the song, have you? And finally, Howard Dean, Jaspora by Wyclef Jean. Bonus points for going the hip-hop route. Our candidate Howie is so down. Oh, excuse me, did I say down? I meant the shizzle. I'll even overlook the fact that the song was likely chosen in a lame attempt to appeal to the Congressional Black Caucus, the hosts of the debate. Since Jaspora is one of Wyclef Jean's more obscure releases, maybe it's an honest pick. Truth is, I'd slam the lyrics, but I can't. They're in Creole, which automatically makes them above reproach for, well, pretty much everyone. Clever. Clever enough to win my vote.
Nikki Weinstein is a writer living in Madrid, where she will be watching Thursday's debate to see what other favorite things will be revealed.